the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Brethren, salvation is nearer now than the day we first believed. These were the opening words of today's epistle reading, St. Paul's epistle to the Romans. And what the church is signaling to us by beginning today's reading this way is, of course, what we are all aware of, that for us Orthodox Christians, Great Lent is about to begin. Begins liturgically this afternoon with Forgiveness Vespers. I hope that all of you will attend. It's a beautiful service. And it begins, the fasting begins tomorrow. And of course extends for the 40 days plus Holy Week. And so we are preparing as a church community and as individuals for this great fast, this season of fasting. And the church is once again reminding us, as I have been preaching and teaching, especially this year, that this great fast for us is not just a preparation for Pascha, but it's a preparation for something even greater, something even further down the road, which is the general resurrection, when all of us will be raised from the dead for the purpose, as we confess in the Creed, of Christ executing the judgment. And so the church today prepares us, as we enter this season, to remember, to keep in mind that the whole purpose of why we are going through all of these motions is to prepare ourselves for that great and final day of judgment. And the church is doing that today in a couple of ways. First, the church is doing that the way that we, liturgically, I would say, some of the hymns that we have, the icon that we have, if you noticed in the back, you didn't notice on your way in, you could pay attention on the way out, that we have a unique icon in the back today. It's the only day that put this icon out throughout the church here, and it is an icon commemorating the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. And we heard in the hymns at Great Vespers, we heard in the hymns at Matins, Adam and Eve lamenting, as it were, we're chanting on their behalf, of course speaking to our own selves, Adam and Eve lamenting that they had been cast out of the garden because of their sin, which ultimately was a sin of not completely fasting, of eating things that God had forbidden them to eat. And so we remember the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the garden, reminding ourselves that the reason that we have to go through this season of Great Lent, and it culminates in the crucifixion, the sacrifice on our behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ, is because we have sinned and because we have fallen short of the glory of God. But I also want to highlight, because many people wonder, why do we fast as Orthodox Christians the way that we fast? In other words, why do we abstain during this period of Great Lent from the animal products? And what we see is that actually, if we go back, if you look in the beginning in Scripture, that in paradise, before Adam and Eve were expelled, in paradise, Adam and Eve were at peace with the animals. Adam and Eve did not take and eat from the animals. And in fact, we see after Adam and Eve sinned, one of the first things they do, if not the first thing they did, was to evidently kill an animal to make coverings for themselves because they were naked, and then ashamed, whereas before, when they were naked, they were not ashamed. And we see even after, actually, even after Adam and Eve were dismissed from paradise, even then, God did not permit human beings to eat of the animals. It was only after the flood that God said that we could eat from the animals. So we remember during this fasting season, we make our best effort during this fasting season to live our lives as it was was supposed to be lived in the Garden of Eden. We live our lives not just, of course, fasting from animal products, but also trying to fast as much as it's possible for us to fast from sin. Because when they were in the garden, Adam and Eve, of course, did not sin. And yet we know, those of us who have been through it before, those of you who haven't, will find out very quickly that you're not going to go through the fast and not sin. And so we take hope. We take hope in this sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. We take hope in Great and Holy Friday when we remember his sacrifice for us. In Great and Holy Pascha when we remember his conquering over death. And the church reminds us today that if we want to be raised with him, to be seated with our Lord Jesus Christ, before the Father in heaven, that he has not asked us to live perfect lives, but he has asked us to extend to others the same grace and compassion that he extended to us. And that's where this Sunday gets its name, the Sunday of Forgiveness or Forgiveness Sunday, because we heard the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew's Gospel, where he said it very clearly, if you forgive the sins of others, God will forgive your sins. And if you do not forgive the sins of others, neither will God forgive your sins. This is very easy for us to understand, but for some reason it seems hard for us to put into practice. So the church reminds us at the outset of Great Lent that this is one of our primary, if not our primary goal, is to make sure that as we are accepting the forgiveness that God offered to us on the cross, that we offer that same forgiveness to others. And note how Jesus said, before he talked about the fasting and when you fast, and about the almsgiving and not caring too much about the things of this world, that he began it in the context of, you have to forgive others if God's going to forgive you. In other words, don't think that you're somehow going to hold things against your neighbor, hold things against your enemy, hold things against your spouse, against some of your classmates, and somehow you're going to make up for it with your fasting. It doesn't work that way. We have to forgive others. We also hear elsewhere our Lord Jesus say, and I were reminded of this saying, I think, by what St. Paul said, when he talked about fasting. In today's epistle, the church reminds us, do not judge your brother. What does our Lord say? He says, the same measure that you use to judge others, that will be measured back to you in the judgment. In other words, if you want to be harsh with other people, then God will be harsh with you. If you want to be merciful, then God will be merciful. And St. Paul tells us today, who are you to judge another man's servant? In other words, don't be tempted to look around and see what other people are doing this fast and comparing yourself to them and thinking that maybe you're doing better and patting yourself on the back. That's not your business. And the worst, we Orthodox, we hear this right before the fast, and then what do? We go out and we go to coffee hour and we talk amongst ourselves about the Catholics and how weak their fast is. Are you listening? Are you listening to what the church is telling us through the scripture readings today? Don't worry about them. Don't worry about your neighbor except to take care of them and to love them. Worry about yourself. Because the judgment is coming. And you will be judged by the same measure you judge others. You will be judged based on whether you forgive others. So let us never lose sight of that as we embark on this 40-plus day journey to our Lord's Pascha. Let us remember that he He alone is the source of goodness, and he alone it is who, by putting our trust in him, will save us. To him be all glory, honor,